Hello. A really stupidly early start today for the Amplified Ninja team. We're at the top of the... Are we at the top of the BT Tower? Is this the top?
No,
or not quite?
I think there are at least three more floors. So we're on T34. I think it was 36, 37.
Aha. Clever Kate knows these things because she's into to nerd things like that.
Yesterday.
She's a Wikipedia ninja as well as an Amplified ninja. But this is Business in the Community event. Business in the Community is the organisation who looks at business in the community, I guess. And this is their work inspiration event. Turning work experience into work inspiration, which is kind of a nice slogan. So we've just been chatting about our work experience. And Kate, yours was kind of interesting.
Well, the actual work experience place I did was very good because it was through a friend and it was at the Lord Chancellor's Department IT unit, which was very cool. But originally, the one that my school put me with was supposed to be in a solicitor's office, which when I arrived for my interview there, the secretary was mending the desk with a roll of sellotape and basically ignored me. So by the time they got me in for my interview with the solicitor, he told me off for being late, even though I was 15 minutes early and was told he was on the phone. And he kind of looked me up and down and said there was no way I'd be allowed to go into court because I wasn't old enough, which is the whole point of me wanting to do the work experience placement. Said they'd give me a go, you know, I could shadow the secretary for a couple of days. And if I proved myself, I might be able to do some filing. And, you know, I was quite a good student at school and, you know, worked hard to get a good placement, what I thought was a good placement. That was one of the better ones that our school offered, in theory.
So in the very small number of years since you were at school, I guess this morning we're going to be finding out how things have changed. Benjamin. Benjamin Ellis, fellow ninja and lover of techie things. Yours was a slightly different experience.
It was. My school actually managed to sort out work experience of Wave 24 Studios, which was a 24-track studio, which was very cool and groovy back then.
Yeah, back in the 40s, that was quite a lot.
Steady. And so, yeah, it made a big difference to actually see the reality of what work was like. And I decided after that, actually, I didn't want to work in a recording studio, but I did decide I wanted to work for the BBC and be a sound engineer. So, although I didn't actually do that in the end, but it was a useful experience, I think, just that jump from... Yeah, being a student to working, just having some insight and it was very good from a motivational point of view to kind of knuckle down and work.
mine, I had a musical one as well, not surprisingly, but mine was in a music instrument shop. And instead of finding out about music retail and music instruments, I listened to the owner of the shop lie to his customers for 2 weeks and was made to polish about 300 violins. That some school had brought in to be repaired, and it just involved me polishing them to make them look nice and giving them back. Appalling scenario, and not remotely useful for me starting work, which I guess is where the idea of taking work experience, because I suppose it was an experience, it showed me how charlatans work in the music industry, but actually the idea of taking that to something that is actually inspiring, that the idea that the inspiration factor is a metric that's worth measuring in, you know, a young person's experience of work in that context, I guess we've just proved how important that is. That you inspired to do something that wasn't what you know that was kind of tangential to what your work experience was. Kate, yours was kind of a rude awakening.
I ended up actually when I was at the Lord Chancellor's Department, I wrote the. The Lord Chancellor's Department Guide to Word 5.
See,
nobody knew how to use it. I'd never used it either, but I wrote the guide for them. See, that's for about 6 years.
And I guess that's probably quite inspirational. The feeling of actually being given something useful to do kind of counts. There were other things I did that were far more inspirational to me in the world of work. And I love the idea that it's now not just stuff a kid in a local shop and claim that that's work experience. It's kind of exciting that organisations like businesses in the community are doing this. So we're going to find out more and we'll be back later.